Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, this house of cards that the extreme liberal left have so carefully constructed is beginning to fall apart. And I always told you it was going to fall apart. I always told you eventually the truth will out. No matter what it is, eventually the truth always comes out. But the real question is there going to be a day of reckoning for the people who, look, quite frankly, for the last 6 years, and probably much, much longer, but the most noticeable in the last 6 years, have been lying to you, deceiving you, and if truth be told, have put you through what I liken to a psyops mission for 6+ years. 6+ years, we have seen an agenda. And again, it's probably much longer than 6 years, but I'm just saying that the noticeable factor was when Donald Trump was elected and everyone went berserk. And they had to lay their cards on the table a little bit more. Until then, it was very clandestine. It was very behind the scenes. It was very hush-hush. It was baby steps. Tiny little baby steps. And then Donald Trump got elected and they've lost their mind. And the baby steps became giant leaps forward, trying desperately to cling on to this mission they were on that they saw slipping away before their very eyes. Now, what is that mission, you ask? Well, let's start from the very beginning. I've told everyone since the day I began to do this show, I don't have a dog in this fight as far as the party lines are concerned. I will call out Republicans the same way I will call out Democrats. No one tells me what to say on this show. No one leans me into a direction. That's why it's called As I See It. And here's how I see what happened in these past 6 years. The far, far left liberals infiltrated the Democratic Party. Socialists, communists, fascists. Like Ilhan Omar. I don't even know if I want to include AOC in there because she's too stupid to even know what she is. But many people infiltrated the Democratic Party that was once a party that, while I disagreed with politically, I understood that many of them wanted the same thing I wanted, which is a better country and everyone to be happy and there to be a peaceful middle ground that we could all reach. And there were Democrats who tried that. But then they were infiltrated, folks. And the far left started to take control and put pressure on the moderate Democrats and the ones who actually did want to meet somewhere in the middle and said, this is not the direction we want our party to go in. But they had a problem, and a big problem. And that problem is the American people did not want the country to go in that direction. And had they just laid out their agendas and been honest and said, this is what we envision in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, the American people would have laughed them out of office. So what did they do? They decided to construct a plan by which it appeared to the general public that everything they were saying and doing was approved by the vast majority of the country. Well, how do they do that? Well, the first thing they do is they go to social media and they tell social media, you need to restrict opposing voices. You need to ghost a lot of these people who are saying the opposite of what we're preaching. What we want is the illusion, and that's exactly what it is, folks, the illusion that the vast majority of people agree with us, when in fact the vast majority of people do not agree with you. But people are very impressionable, especially younger people, but people in general are very impressionable. And if they're on a Twitter, if they're on a Facebook, if they're on an Instagram, and all they really see are posts saying, yeah, yeah, we're for this, yes, you go, yes, this is the way of the future, yes, 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 pretty soon they get led by the nose and they say, I guess this is the cool thing to do. I guess if I want to be in with the hip crowd and I want to be accepted, I have to believe this too. And when they didn't hear any opposing voices, when they didn't see any different ideologies, or rarely when they did, if they were shouted down as Nazis and fascists and homophobes and misogynists and every other description you could possibly come up with, they clearly saw for themselves, if I speak up, I'll be rejected like that too. I don't want to be ostracized by my peers. I don't want to be considered those terrible people, so I'll just go along with it. That's what's been happening on social media, folks. Don't believe me? Well, let's just take a look at Twitter, shall we? The left has lost their mind because Elon Musk, a man who they worshipped at the altar of as their savior, he is the man who's going to lead us into the future with the electric cars and the Tesla. He's a genius. He's a wonderful man. He's this, he's that, he's the other thing. The minute he said, we need free speech back on Twitter, this has been one-sided for too long, and I highly suspect that they're holding back subscribers and they're holding back or ghosting opposing voices, and I may buy this. All of a sudden, he was the worst man in the world. All of a sudden, he was worse than Adolf Hitler. All of a sudden, you had to give up your Tesla cars and go buy a gas guzzler because he's an evil, terrible person. Well, what did he say that was evil and terrible? He said, let's balance up the playing field. Let's see if you are restricting more conservative voices. Let's see if you are restricting opposing voices to this far-left liberal agenda. Let's just see if you are. I'm going to call your bluff. And he went all in, and he bought it for $40 billion. And guess what old Elon found out? You were indeed restricting freedom of speech. You were indeed ghosting people. You know how we know? Besides that Elon Musk told us, because the minute that Elon Musk pushed a few of those little buttons or had someone push a few of those little buttons, the subscribers to more conservative members of Twitter went up 80%. 80%. People who had 100,000 subscribers had 800,000 subscribers suddenly. That doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen. They were restricting their voices. And they were doing it intentionally, and now Elon Musk has come out and said it is a fact that they were doing it, and it is a fact that they caused election interference. And he's going to come out with some proof very soon on how they did cause election interference. Now, these companies are hiding behind a clause that basically says, well, we're a private company, and we have to have the protection. I think it's, what is it, 230 is the clause, which basically says this. If I post something on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, and it's libel, YouTube and Facebook are not responsible for that. I'm responsible for that. Now, that's fair. How can YouTube and Facebook monitor every single person that ever says something and say, well, we'll never have somebody say anything slanderous or libelous? How can you hold them responsible for what I might say one day? That's fair enough. But then comes the second part that they don't tell you about. And the second part of that clause is, but we still reserve the right to edit anyone as we see fit. Oh, no, you can't have it both ways. Either you are not responsible for anything I say and free speech rules, or you are responsible for what I say and then you get a chance to edit it. You don't get it both ways. If you get it both ways, which they've been having for a long period of time now, this is what you end up with. They hide behind the first part of that clause, saying that they are a private company and cannot be responsible for what someone posts online. And then they use the second part of that clause to push their own political ideologies, which is silence the voices who do not agree with us. Make it appear as though everyone in the same world agrees that that wing ideology is the correct one, when in fact they're a minority. I've said forever, the people who honestly believe that it's okay at 8 months and 3.5 weeks to go in and have a baby ripped out of your womb and thrown in a trash can is minuscule. You're not going to tell me that the majority of Americans agree with that. They don't. You're not going to tell me that the majority of Americans agree that an 8-year-old should be able to go to school, change their sexuality, and not have to tell their parents. Not true. But they want you to think it is. And the only way they can make you think it is, if every time you log into social media, all you see are people saying, well, this is the way it should be. This is the way everything's fine. Everything's okay. I want you to understand something, folks. There's a clothing company, called Balenciaga. Balenciaga makes very, very high-end clothing. How high-end, you ask? Well, if you want to order a hoodie from them, it's going to set you back about $1,800 for a hoodie. You think that's meant for you and me? Or you think that's meant for the rich elite? Balenciaga decides our ad campaign is going to feature 4-year-olds holding teddy bears in bondage outfits. And on the table near these 4-year-olds are going to be handcuffs and various S&M gear, as well as a carefully hidden piece of paper that, if you want to zoom in on that piece of paper, you will see a ruling made by the Supreme Court about what they call artificial I forget the exact term, child pornography, meaning it's not real. It would be 3D animated figures. And the ruling was that that's freedom of speech, and because it's not real people, you can't get out, I guess. Why is that piece of paper there? Someone put that on that table on purpose. No. You think they're just sitting around with a Supreme Court ruling on a table in a photo shoot with a 4-year-old holding a teddy bear with bondage gear on? But they were so brazen that they said, who cares? No one's going to dare question us. We sell $1,800 hoodies to the elites who love this stuff and eat it up. The peons won't rise. They don't dare rise. We'll squash their voices if they do. Wrong. The majority of people said this is an outrage. Do you know what Balenciaga says? Well, we had nothing to do with that photo shoot. If you believe that, you belong back in kindergarten. There's not a company in this world that does not okay an ad campaign once it is shot. They may not have been there shooting that ad campaign, but it sure as hell hit the desk of some top CEOs who approved it and gave it a thumbs up. If you don't know that, go back to school. Oh, this is an outrage, and we plan to press charges on the people who did this to us, and we're all for the children's right. Yeah, I know you are. But you know what? They're going to get away with an apology. There's no day of reckoning for them. Kanye West says, you know, Hollywood's controlled by a lot of Jewish people. And for that reason, they can discriminate if they want to. And his bank accounts are seized. He's persona non grata. He's shut down. Now, whether you agree with him or not, and whether you think he's an anti-Semite or not, that's not the point. The point is, if he can say something stupid, if you think it's stupid, and he's punished for it, and I mean very punished for it. They say he lost 45% of his wealth in one night. How come Balenciaga can get away with basically condoning child pornography? And they're not going to get anything except a slap on the wrist? I'll tell you why. Because the far left liberals want to normalize it. I've told you that forever. They want to normalize it. And when you hear idiots on The View talking about this Balenciaga thing, you know what they said? They said, you know what the tragic part of this really is? The tragic part is this gives the right ammunition. This gives the right the ammunition to say, see, it's the LGBTQ community who's condoning this child abuse. That's what the real tragic part is. Oh, so the real tragic part isn't that you're really honestly putting an ad up that's condoning child abuse and we call you on it. That's not the tragic part. The tragic part is that we actually did call you on it. You wanted it to just be let slid, right? The tragic part is we got caught. That's basically what you're saying. Now, ain't nobody I've ever heard of in my life suggested that everyone in the LGBTQ community supports child molestation or exploitation. I've never heard anybody say that. I would assume that the vast majority of people in the LGBTQ community think it's horrible. But we have a problem, don't we? And that problem is that those people are scared to speak up. Because right now, if a transgender individual or a drag queen or a lesbian or a gay was to stand up and say, wait a minute, I wouldn't want my 8-year-old going to a drag queen story hour where he was twerking his half-naked ass in my 8-year-old's face while talking about oral sex, singing about oral sex. I think that's disgusting. It doesn't matter what my sexuality is. That's inappropriate. That's a child. He would be thrown out of the LGBTQ community. Why? He's speaking truth to power. Oh, because that's not the view we want you to have. See, your sexuality doesn't matter, but your ideology does. They want you to be inclusive. They say, well, you have to be inclusive. You have to accept the gay, lesbian, transgender, drag queens, everyone. You have to accept them. Fine, I accept them. But you won't accept other people's ideology. Because I guarantee you that if a gay or lesbian group came out and said, our community is inadvertently supporting and housing these perverts, and we need to flesh them out, they would be ostracized from that community. Why? They're doing a positive thing. Just like if you said Hunter Biden's laptop was real, you were banned from Twitter. You were banned from Twitter. You were banned from Facebook. If you said Hunter Biden's laptop is real or the vaccines for the COVID-19 may not be safe, you weren't allowed to talk. Guess who is allowed to talk? I'm not even going to mention the lowlife's name, but you'll find them on YouTube. I think they might have finally, thanks to popular demand and outrage, took down his channel. But while they were taking down virologists, doctors, who were saying masks do not work, you're killing yourself for no reason because the masks don't work. While they're taking down those guys, while they're taking down real, honest journalists who are saying Hunter Biden's laptop is very real, we did the checking and we know it's real, while they were taking them down, they were allowing a man who said, I am Jesus come back to life. I am the new Messiah. And my channel is all about the way we need to be. And guess what the way we need to be is? We need to accept that it is perfectly acceptable for all ages, no matter of the between age, to engage in sexual touching and sexuality. And when this man was asked in an interview, how about a 3-year-old and a 50-year-old? He said, yes. If it's consensual, if it's done in a loving way, this guy can talk. This pervert, this pedophile can talk on YouTube. And YouTube says, oh, freedom of speech. A 65-year-old doctor who has dedicated his entire life to virology says these masks are not going to work, folks. And the vaccine is shaky at best. He's thrown off YouTube. Ask yourself why. Because they didn't want opposing voices to be heard. Because it breaks the myth that everyone thinks like them. You know, I once made a statement, and I will, you know, it's a little bit crude, but I'll say it. I'll say it. If we, from the time we were children, were used to women and men being naked except for their hands had to be covered at all times, then 16-year-old boys would be trying to get 16-year-old girls' gloves off at a drive-in. You heard me right. Because we'd be conditioned that, oh, that's the taboo thing. That's, you know, you're easily conditioned. People wouldn't be paying any attention to breasts or anything else. They'd be saying, ooh, let me see your fingers. Because that's the way you would have been raised, right? You'd be sending pictures of your naked fingers on you know, social media, and guys would be asking for them. That's how easily you're led. Well, that's what they're trying to do here, like a PSYOPs mission. They're trying to say, no, you don't understand. You can't suppress an 8 or 9-year-old's emotions. If they feel like they want to be a boy today and a girl tomorrow, and parents are oppressing that, it's the teacher's responsibility to allow those children to do what they want. No, it's not! You know what your job is? To teach them how to read and write. Half of them come out of school, they don't know how to read and write. You're too worried about what gender do you want to be today, Johnny? Would you like to be a girl? We got a dress hidden in our closet. Don't tell your mommy. You don't think that's grooming? What the hell is that? What the hell is that when teachers tell students, don't tell your parents? What's next they're not going to tell their parents about? I'm on to you. I see what's happening here, but it's not just happening with the moral destruction of your children and the family unit, which is what they want to destroy, because that's the biggest threat to them. You know how they found out that was the biggest threat to them? Because when they tried to push CRT in schools, even Democratic parents stood up and said, oh, no, you're going too far. You start messing with my kid. So guess what they said? Well, you're a domestic terrorist. We're going to have Mayorkas and the FBI look into you. You went to a school meeting and yelled and screamed at me. You're a threat. We had teachers on private conference calls saying parents shouldn't have any say about what we're teaching their children. They're our children when they're in our care. We have that on video. So when parents stood up, they said, oops, we might have went too far with the children. We're going to have to take this one step at a time. First step is to turn the children against their parents. That's step number one. This is what's happening, folks. It's happening right in front of your eyes. And there's a handful of Republicans who are trying to do something about it, and a handful is just sitting on their ass like the doddering old fools that they are. And there's Democrats who probably would like to do something about it, but they're scared because they realize their party has been infiltrated by fascists and communists and socialists. And they don't dare speak up for fear that they'll be in the gulag. And so it's left to people like me to yell it out loud. And here I am yelling it out loud. Elon Musk was a hero to the left. Now you got idiots like Alyssa Milano. You want to know how big an idiot Alyssa Milano is? Alyssa Milano says this. $40 billion Elon Musk spent to buy Twitter to ruin it. Ruin it how? Ruin it by giving each person equal say so that you can't push an agenda unchallenged? That's ruining it to them, see? Oh, we're going to be challenged now. And if we're challenged, people may read the challenge and say, that guy sounds smarter than the person who posted this. Maybe I believe what that guy believes. Oh, they can't have that. We don't want to be challenged. We want to be able to say whatever we want. We want to be able to say, yes, an 8-year-old should go to a drag queen show and get twerked in the face by a big, fat, 50-year-old drag queen who's talking about having oral sex. And not have somebody say, are you on friggin' drugs? Are you insane? Oh, you can't have that person contradict what we say. He might make too much sense, and Elon's ruining it for us. How big of an idiot is Alyssa Milano? Yeah, he spent $40 billion. And she says if he gave it to UNICEF, he would have cured world hunger. Okay, well, if the Twitter executives have given all their profits to UNICEF, they'd have cured world hunger. How come you weren't worried about that when Elon Musk had known it? Rocket scientist. By the way, she's such a rocket scientist, she crocheted her own mask. I want you to understand, I'm not making that up. She crocheted a mask. This is who you're taking advice from. A woman so stupid that she doesn't realize that a crocheted mask has a bazillion holes in it. So even if the mask did work, which they do not, and we now know they never did, admittedly, by the way, now they're saying it never did, hers is a crocheted mask. Got a zillion holes. And she's wearing it saying, I'm being safe. You're being a moron. You're brain dead. You're dumb as a box of rocks. Then you're on television like your opinion counts. Go back to school. And Jim Carrey, I'm leaving Twitter. Why? Because you might get challenged? Why? Because somebody might call you on your absolute bullshit? And you don't have a response? Because you know what it is? Somebody posts, I think it's wonderful that 8-year-olds are being subjected to different sexualities at an early age so they can make up their own minds. And when someone like me comes along and says, well, you sound like a pedophile. You sound like somebody I wouldn't want around my children. Why would an 8-year-old who has not yet begun to understand their sexuality have to be forced to understand other people? They don't have an answer. So you know what they say? You're a misogynist. You're Nazi. You're an evil person. That's all they can do is they can resort to insults because there is no actual answer. So because they cannot successfully answer questions, they censor the question. They censor the comments. Nobody opposed what I said because I'm right. No, everybody opposed what you said, and they were all shut down. And now Elon Musk is saying, I ain't shutting them down. You want to make a stupid statement like that? Deal with the people who are going to be on your ass asking for why you feel that way. And they say, well, I can't defend it. Well, then you shouldn't have said it, Einstein. So go ahead and leave Twitter. Who the hell cares? You're leaving because you're cowards. You're leaving because you had the advantage. You knew the powers that be would not let opposing voices challenge you. And now that someone else is in charge and says, I am going to let opposing voices challenge you, you're crying unfair. No, it was unfair before. Now let's take a look at some of the other psyops that we went through in the past 5 or 6 years. Look what's happening in China right now. Anybody watching the news about what's happening in China? The Chinese are literally revolting against the government because of draconian lockdowns that still exist because of COVID, which has killed no one in China in the last I don't know how long, not one. And they're saying, you got to stay in your homes behind barbed wire fences, and we're going to have armed guards. You know what else they did? They went out and beat to death all of the pets that were wandering the streets because, oh, they're dirty. They could carry the virus. No, they don't want you to have anything to love or hold because they want to destroy the very fabric of society where they rule, they dominate, and you are the peons and you do what you're told. They are a fascist nation who misuse their people on a regular basis, and when the people rise up, what does Joe Biden and company say? Well, I mean, it's not our place to support them. It's not our place to say, you know, it's not our country. So, I mean, you know, we understand why they and we agree with their right to go out and protest. But, you know, it's not our place. Well, why is it our place in the Ukraine? How come we're giving bazillion dollars to that guy? How come that's our place? Do you understand they locked people in apartment buildings while they were burning down? Children burnt to death. Do you understand that this virus clearly came out of the Wuhan lab, where I believe if we dug into it deep enough, you'd find it was purposely manufactured? Do you understand that half of this country right now, including Dr. Fauci, instead of saying this is an outrage what they're doing to the people in China, forcing them behind barbed wire fences and boarding up their windows and doors, virtually making them prisoners in their own apartment complexes, guess what they're saying? We should be more like China. China, the steps China's taking is very good. Oh, that's very good, huh? What kind of people are you? And what kind of people would support these people? You have the Chinese people fully understanding they're going to be beat to death, tortured, thrown in prison, probably killed for protesting, and they're protesting anyway. They're out there saying, no, enough is enough. We will not be locked in our apartment buildings behind barbed wire fences. We will not be slowly starved to death. We will not have our pets beaten to death in the streets. We will not have our children removed and thrown in internment camps. We have had enough. And what's the bigwigs in this country, in the left-leaning areas of our political base, saying? Oh, China's doing a good job. Oh. Yeah, because you'd like that to come here, wouldn't you? You'd like us all to be in internment camps or locked in our apartment buildings behind barbed wire fences while you went out and did whatever you wanted to. Maskless, just like you did through the whole entire COVID epidemic. While everyone else was told, you're going to lose your job. You can't be in this store. You can't go anywhere unless you have a mask. We saw all of the liberal left dining in restaurants, no masks. Getting their hair done in salons, no masks. Riding in buses, drinking beer, heading to a rally, no masks. Attending gala parties, no masks. But guess who wore masks? The servants at the party. Oh, you're serving AOC her dinner? Well, there she is sitting right next to some celebrities, and they're not masked. But the people who were serving them dinner, oh, they're masked. Because they're the little people. They're the peons. And you weren't smart enough to realize something doesn't add up here. I'm sure the COVID virus says, oh, I don't dare infect AOC. Let me go for that waiter instead. He's a peon. She's much too important. Yeah, that's what the COVID virus did. And what we tell you on this show about the vaccines, I said, if you want the vaccine, it's risk versus reward. If you're 70 years old and you have diabetes and a heart condition, and several other things wrong with you, and getting COVID is probably going to be the death of you, then risk versus reward, I would probably get the vaccine if I were you. If you're a 20-year-old soccer player who's never been sick in your life, I don't see the reason. And what happens? The 20-year-old soccer player gets the shot and drops dead on the field. Do you know that currently as we speak, the majority, yes, over 50%, something like 58%. 58% of the people who got serious cases of COVID are vaccinated. You heard me right. The masks were a PSYOP mission. How can we make people obey through fear? Fear of them dying. Fear of them infecting their loved ones. Fear of them infecting their children. Let's see if the peons will do what they're told. If we crack the whip and make sure. So what's the difference whether they say wear the mask or you might kill your child, or you're just like China and say wear the mask or we'll kill your child? What's the difference? It's still ruling through fear, which is exactly what you did. You had your little PSYOPs mission, and you carefully noted what percentage of the people were good little boys and girls and followed your rules no matter how stupid they were, no matter how many times Alyssa Milano put on her crocheted mask and went out in public saying, I'm obeying all the rules. I'm a smart girl. You're a moron, and you're a sheep. But they got what they wanted. They got the data. They got the data on how many people followed this. How many people they could count on to, if they snapped their fingers, they'd obey every command. And much to my dismay, it was a large, large percentage of the American people. And what's worse is the American people turned on the American people. There were people screaming in my face. I lost friends I had for years because I said, I'm sorry, the masks don't work. And if you would just have a little bit of logic, you would understand that a virus particle is far too small to be blocked by that mask. And you should understand that a surgical mask and the mask they wear in the hospital are worn in pre-sterilized conditions. You go into a hospital, the hospital's pre-sterilized. So the mask could be potentially more effective if it's pre-sterilized. You're walking through Walmart with one you had in your glove compartment for a week, collecting every bit of dust that's ever been in Walmart for the past I don't know how many years, and you think you're safe? How come you didn't wear gloves then? Ask a doctor what's the most common way a virus is transferred, and he's going to tell you by touching something that someone else has touched that has the virus, and then you rub your eyes or put your finger in your mouth or something. How come they didn't ask you to wear gloves? Oh, million-dollar question. But if you ask that question, you're banned. How dare you ask a question? We just told you to wear the mask. Shut up and do it. Shut up and do it. How dare you? Who are you? You're just some guy. We're your overlords. You'll do what we say. And if you don't do what we say, you'll lose your job. If you don't do what we say, you'll lose your chance at an education. You'll lose your place in society. You'll lose it all. So do as we say. Well, that's what China's doing right now. The house of cards has fallen apart. Dr. Fauci was actually had to write a deposition because he's going to be questioned by the Republican Party now that they've won the House. And do you know what he said in that deposition? Rather than to say in that deposition, we were in a time of panic. No one really knew what was going on. And perhaps we did, in fact, panic and go overboard. But if we did, we certainly did it to try to prevent disaster. No, that's not what he said. You know what he said? I don't remember. I don't remember a lot of these things that I said. I don't remember a lot of these rules that I said we had to follow. It slips my mind. Oh, that slips your mind? You were on every talk show in America. 24 hours a day, that little weasel was on there saying, you should wear this, you should do that, close down the schools. You're going to have to isolate people. You can't go see your grandma if she's dying in a nursing home. While that son of a bitch torturing puppies in a lab for his own amusement, apparently. And he's hand in hand with China. You're going to find that out, by the way. Guess who told you first about that? I'm going to pat myself on the back for that. Because while everybody else was saying, well, we don't know if there's a connection to the Wuhan lab, I told you. It didn't take a genius to do some research and find out that the Obama administration had given a grant to Fauci's lab in North Carolina to do gain-of-function research on these potential viruses, which you do to try to prevent strains of viruses from sneaking up and surprising you. In other words, it is a good thing. You're trying to say, you're trying to guess and say, what happens if this virus does this? We'll have a vaccine for it. What happens if this virus mutates this way and becomes more dangerous? Well, you know, but guess what? The Obama administration shut that down and said it's too dangerous. Go away, the grant. He took what was left of that grant money, funneled it to another company who then funneled it to guess where? The Wuhan lab. And now this little weasel said, I never gave any money to the Wuhan lab. No, you didn't directly. You gave it to another company with full understanding where it was going from there. That's what you did. And it's going to come out, folks. The house of cards is crumbling. That's why the left is panicking. That's why they're saying, we can't get this information on Twitter. What if Elon Musk allows this information on Twitter? Why, the people will be outraged. Well, shouldn't we be outraged? Should I not be outraged that there are people who couldn't see their dying relatives or even attend a funeral because you said it was too dangerous while you were attending cocktail parties maskless? Should I be upset that you told everyone you have to get a vaccine when 20-year-olds are dropping dead because of the vaccine? because you didn't make sure that this was going to be safe for all ages and all types of people and not just risk versus reward type people. Should I not be upset because you're trying to sexualize our children? Should I not be upset because you're literally allowing the borders to be wide open, millions and millions of people flooding in, and now guess what we hear? Oh, there was like 89, 91, something like that, terrorists discovered, come across the border. Those are just the ones we discovered. And if you think that doesn't sound like a large number compared to the millions that went through, let me remind you that it took four terrorists to do the Twin Towers. 91. And when you try to make the left play their own game and you sent a whole bunch of people from the border to their high, high rent districts up in Martha's Vineyard, what did they say? These people can't stay here. Why? They're annoying. They're unwashed masses. You remove them from my presence. How dare you? Too much for Martha's Vineyard, but they want Texas to take 50,000 daily. Folks, this has all been one big mission. Destroy the family construct. Sexualize the children. Make sure all social media leans toward supporting their ideologies and don't let any opposing voices speak. In the meantime, smuggle in a whole new voting base of illegals who you control because you can say, we could send you back across the border quicker than you got here unless you pull the right lever and you do what we say. That's what they're hoping to do. Why do you think they all went to Texas? They all went to Texas because they were hoping to turn Texas blue. Oh, if we can get enough people into Texas and they're all going to be at our beck and call because we know who they are and we can get them right back across the border, they'll say, oh, please let us stay here. We'll vote for you. We'll vote for you. And if that was the plan, if that wasn't the plan, then why, when they came to New York, that's already a blue state, did they go berserk and say, we don't want them here? When you ship them off to California, that's already a blue state, they said, we don't want them here. No, of course you don't, because that's not going to be any benefit to you. You're always going to win New York and California. You needed to win Texas. Now in the chat room, we got people saying, why do you think the LGBTQ community won't speak out against this behavior? Well, I'm telling you why. Intimidation. Why do you think people won't speak out against a lot of things that's happening? Because they fear being ostracized from their own people. Let's say you're in a school and 80 to 90% of your students think one thing. Are you going to be brave enough to say, I disagree with you all? I'm not saying 80, 90% of the gay and lesbian community agree with the sexualization of children. I think it's the opposite. I think probably 80 or 90% disagree with it. But they think to themselves, well, it's not my battle to fight. Yeah, it is your battle to fight, actually. Yes, it is. I accept all of your sexualities. I don't care because I don't have to sleep with you and I don't have to be around. If you're in love with a same-sex person or you just want to have fun with a same-sex person, do what you want. I don't care. That's your life. But don't defend the people who are trying to sneak into your community. See, that's what happened with the Democratic Party. Rather than the Democratic Party saying, I don't know who this Ilhan Omar is with her ridiculous socialist and fascist views, but she's not welcome here. No, they didn't do that. They embraced her. And then more came and more came and more came. And before you knew it, the Democratic Party was in the minority. And this far left fascist liberal country was the party was in the minority, or the majority rather. And now all of a sudden the far-left crazy fascist liberals are a greater number than the reasonable Democrats, and the Democrats are like, uh-oh, we lost our power. Yeah, you did. Well, that's the same thing that's going to happen to the LGBTQ community. There is nothing wrong with if a man wants to dress like a woman, go for it. I don't care. You want to have a drag queen show, go for it. But here's the deal. If I took my 8-year-old into a strip club, even if it wasn't totally nude, and a girl came over in a thong, singing a song about oral sex and grinding her ass in his face, I would be arrested. I would be arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, participating in a lewd act with a minor. The girl would be arrested for participating in a lewd act with a minor. The club would be shut down for allowing someone in there of that age. That's what would happen. Drag Queen Story Hour, where a supposedly very peaceful person is going to come sit in a rocking chair, dressed as a woman, and say, "Hello, boys and girls. Today I'm going to read you the story of Little Red Riding Hood." And a fascist, evil right don't want that. They don't want their child around a man who's dressed like a woman. No. If you want to read my kid Little Red Riding Hood and that's all you're going to do, go for it. I don't care. How come you're twerking? Huh? How come you're singing about oral sex to my 8-year-old? Because you're a pervert. That's why. And as I've just proven to you, if I took him to a straight club and some girl did that to my son, I would be arrested and so would the person who did it. But we're supposed to look the other way because if you don't, you're against drag queens. No, I'm against perverts. You're over 18 and you want to be with a guy and you're a guy, go for it. I don't care. What the hell do I care? Who you want to have sex with? I don't. I couldn't care less. You want to dress up in a girl's outfit if you're a 270-pound, 6'4" man with a beard? And you want me to call you Daisy? Fine, I'll call you Daisy. But I'm not calling you a woman because you're not one. Okay? Any more than you're a unicorn. You have the right to do what you want. You don't have the right to drag me into it and say I have to play along with it. See, that's where you get it wrong. You may have a right to do what you want, as long as it's legal. I don't have to play along with it. I shouldn't be forced to say, okay, you're a woman, yes. Do you know that some doctors now have to literally say to a man, oh, do you identify as a woman? Well, here's why that's dangerous. If that person says, yes, I identify as a woman, I guess you're not checking for testicular cancer, right? I guess you're not checking for maladies that only hurt men. You're checking for maladies that hurt women. Meanwhile, this guy might be dying of something that mostly afflicts men. It's all falling apart, folks. And you know why it's falling apart? Because Elon Musk and some other people have decided we are going to even the playing field now. We are going to allow the other side to talk. And the other side is starting to talk. And now that the other side is talking, you see all of these people for what they really are, clowns, perverts, know-nothings, dullards, or worse, people who are looking to those people for support so they could control you. See, I don't think people like some of these far-left liberal politicians, I don't think, with the exception of maybe AOC, I think she is a dullard. But I don't think a lot of them are. I think a lot of them are very clever. And I think a lot of them are very diabolically evil. And they say, well, how do we control people? How do we stay in power for life? So that we can institute what we want on the people. They would love nothing more than to be China. They would love nothing more than to have the power to say, we're locking down this apartment complex behind barbed wire. We're beating your pets to death because they could be a threat to us. And if you dare leave, even if you're dying of hunger and your children are crying, we'll shoot you on the spot because you were told not to leave. Meanwhile, you'll find us in a restaurant dining on prime rib. They'd love nothing more than that. You don't believe me? How come Dr. Fauci and a lot of these liberal politicians are on television saying we should be a lot more like China? China, did you see what China did? They let go tanks on people who were in the streets. And by the way, if you own an Apple device, you should be very proud of yourself. You know what Apple did? Apple had a way that you could communicate offline if you had an Apple phone. A lot of these protesters were using that so they could get their message out because the Chinese government shut down the internet so they couldn't communicate. Guess what Apple did? They shut that feature off for them. Basically saying, you have no way to protest now. The mercy of the Chinese government who has none. And did our brave leader, did our country say, hey, Apple, how dare you do that? Anybody talking about freedom of speech now? Oh, no, you can't do that. No, nobody said that. Everybody was like, oh, well, Apple can do what they want. Oh, Elon can't, though. Elon Musk can't do what he wants. Apple can. You know why? Because Apple is pressing that agenda. And Elon is saying, no, we're going for freedom of speech here. That's why. Folks, you're going to end up being China very, very soon if you don't heed this warning. Telling you right now, the House of Cards is falling apart. If you fell for this nonsense, don't be ashamed. Don't say, I'm going to still support it because I'm too ashamed to admit I was wrong. No. Just come out and say, hey, you were right, man. These people are fascists. They're Nazis. They're socialists. They're communists. And I'm not supporting them anymore. And that's fine. A lot of people were fooled. You're not the only one. You're in good company with the people who got fooled. But if you continue to look past the obvious, if you continue to have such a big ego that you say, I refuse to say I was wrong, they're coming for you eventually. And then you're going to wish you did. Just like those Chinese people bravely marching in the streets with blank pieces of paper. You know why they have blank pieces of paper? Because if they dare write anything on it, they will probably be executed or tortured. So they can at least hang on to, well, I'm only holding up a blank piece of paper and everybody knows what that means. And if there was ever a time when our country should say, we stand behind these brave men and women who are risking their very lives to try to end these draconian lockdowns, no. You know why our government's not? Because they implied the same draconian lockdowns, and they'd love to do it again. They envy China. They look at China and say, boy, would we love if we could do that. Put ourselves in power for life. Put the peons where they belong, behind barbed wire fences. Don't let them come out unless we say so. Eat bugs while we dine on prime rib. Boy, wouldn't that be special. That's what they want. They want your kids, too, by the way, because a lot of them are perverts. Automatically, folks, by the way, I want you to understand, automatically, you're against drag queens if you're against a grown man with a thong shaking his ass in front of an 8-year-old child while singing about oral sex. You must hate all drag queens. Instead of real drag queens saying, wait a minute, I would never do that to a child. Who the hell is that pervert? You're ruining it for the drag queens who are just honest, good people. No, they won't do that because they're afraid. Because if they did come out and say that, they'd be ostracized from the drag queen community. Why? Because you're protecting these people. Stop protecting these people. You want me to take you seriously? Throw those people under the bus. The minute you see something like that, the LGBTQ community should come out and say, no, that person's a pervert. They're not welcome in our community. Instead of saying, well, to each their own. No, it's not to each your own. If that was my child and that man was shaking his ass in my child's face while singing about oral sex, he'd be toothless. Period. And I'd be arrested. And I'd be the bad guy. And I'd be the homophobe. And I'd be the whatever. Because that's the way they want it. We're living in loony land. Everything is backwards. The mother and father are evil. The teachers are righteous. Don't tell your mom and daddy what we're teaching you because they won't understand because they're evil. You want your kid learning that? You want a drag queen shaking his ass in front of your kid's face? Singing about sexual deviancies? You want to be locked in your own apartment buildings and if it catches fire, they just say, let it burn. Let it burn. I know there are children in there. Oh, well, we can't risk putting it out. Want your pets beaten to death in the street? You want to be told to eat bugs because that's the only thing you're getting? Here's a whole bunch of crickets. Peon. And believe me, it extends to the Republican Party, too. People like Mitch McConnell's wife is so beholden to China that it's sick. And that's why you see Mitch McConnell and all these people saying, well, we can't really have Trump in there again because, you know, he's a bad guy. Why is he a bad guy? Because he called you on your bullshit? Yeah, he's egotistical. Yeah, he's loud. Yeah, he's obnoxious. Yeah, he's not a real politician, but he called you on your bullshit. And you can't have him calling you on your bullshit. The same reason you can't be on Twitter calling people on their bullshit was the same reason Trump can't be the president again, because he's going to call them on their bullshit. See how that works? It's the same thing, just to a lesser degree. House of Cards has fallen, folks. We're going to have freedom of speech. And when we do, you're going to find out that the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Twitters and the Instagrams were all secretly plotting to make it appear as though their agenda was the vast majority of the American people's ideology, when in fact it was a very small portion of the American people's ideology. A very small portion. And now the people who had no voice, they're going to have a voice. And the American people are going to clearly see, this is not what the majority is like. This is not what the majority supports. And the left PSYOP's mission is going to come crashing down like that house of cards I was talking about. But the second part of this show is, will there be a reckoning? If you're waiting for Dr. Fauci to do a perp walk in an orange jumpsuit, forget it. The Republicans are too feckless and weak and cowardly to do that. Does he belong there? You betcha. You betcha. He does. So does a lot of other people. Not going to happen. Oh, you're going to get a dog and pony show. You're going to get the Republicans to call everybody on the Hill and yell at them for a little bit. It's like being called to the principal's office, and they yell and scream at you, but say, oh, go back to school. I don't want these people back in my school. I want these people gone. They belong behind bars for what they did. The contributory factor of the lockdowns and things they did to the deaths of I don't know how many people, they belong behind bars. If you are a conservative Republican and you're waiting for that day with your popcorn saying, finally, we're going to get some satisfaction, forget it. The vast majority of the Republican Party is far too weak-willed. They don't want to do that. Oh, there are some who would love it. Trust me. Those are the people you should be voting for. But the vast majority of the old guard Republicans are going to say, well, just yell at him a little bit. And our voter base will say, oh, wow, he really gave it to him. And then they'll put that on Fox News, and everybody will say, wasn't it brave that the way they yelled at him? Yeah, I don't care. I don't want Dr. Fauci yelled at. I want him held responsible. I don't want Joe Biden and Hunter Biden yelled at. I want them held responsible. That's what I want. If I don't get that, don't expect you automatically have my vote, because you don't. Simple as that, folks. It's one thing for the House of Cards to fall. It's another thing for the people who put the damn thing there to begin with to be held responsible. And if they're not, I'm not satisfied, and you shouldn't be either.